Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, it's The World This Hour. I'm Joe Cummings. The International Court of Justice is ruling today on a case brought by Nicaragua against Germany. It calls on the court to order the German government to stop sending weapons to Israel. Rebecca Collard reports.
As Nicaragua laid out its case against Germany in the International Court of Justice earlier this month, protesters gathered outside holding Palestinian flags. Nicaragua's representative, Carlos José Origlio Gómez, accused Germany of
failing to honor its own obligation to prevent genocide or to ensure respect of international humanitarian law.
Nicaragua says Germany is doing so by providing Israel with military, financial, and political support, and by cutting aid to the UN's Agency for Palestinian Refugees. Germany dismissed the case as unfounded, pointing to the large amount of aid it still provides to Palestinians, and saying its military support to Israel is minimal. If the court rules against Germany, it could have implications for how and to who countries export arms. Rebecca Collard for CBC News, Berlin.
Meanwhile, protesters at New York's Columbia University have taken over an administration building on the school's main campus.
Free, free Palestine! Free, free, free Palestine!
That's the students storming the building overnight and insisting they will not leave until Columbia meets their demands.
Your student will not move until you completely
The president of Columbia has said recently the school has no intention of pulling its investments from Israel. Video posted on social media is showing protesters inside the building smashing windows and throwing furniture. This is the second week pro-Palestinian protests have taken over university campuses across the United States. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre's tough-on-crime rhetoric continues to focus on bail restrictions and stricter punishments for serious offenders. But a recent speech is raising questions about how Poilievre would go about enacting that plan. Tom Perry has more.
Thank you very much to all of you in blue.
Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre speaking to the Canadian Police Association.
Multiple murders will only ever come out of jail in a box.
Promising to keep anyone convicted of multiple murder in maximum security and force them to serve consecutive sentences.
And all of my proposals are constitutional, and we will make sure we will make them constitutional using whatever tools the Constitution allows me to use to make them constitutional. I think you know exactly what I mean.
Poilievre didn't say which tools, but in the past, he has talked about using the notwithstanding clause. Errol Mendez teaches constitutional law at the University of Ottawa.
Essentially, it's the straw that'll break the camel's back and lead to, eventually, the denigration of the Charter as a whole.
In his speech, Poilievre said as Prime Minister, he would be accountable to the people. Tom Perry, CBC News, Ottawa.
There are reports that later this year, the federal government will be expecting public servants back in the office at least 3 days a week. It comes as the mayor of Ottawa and the premier of Ontario are urging a mass return for the good of Ottawa's downtown. Stu Mills has more.
3 days is a good start.
Premier Doug Ford repeating the call he made a month ago while hinting he won't be happy until workers are behind their desks Monday to Friday.
How many days a week do we work? 7 days? 24/7?
A federal government source not authorized to speak about the matter confirmed with Radio Canada the change could come into effect in September. Details that were first reported in the French language newspaper Le Droit. Minister of Public Services and Procurement Jean-Yves Duclos said individual ministries would have a say in where employees work.
All departments need to contribute to the conversations that are taking place.
In downtown Ottawa, Tanis LaBelle offered a glimpse of what the change would mean for her.
By coming in, like, it adds to my workday. It takes away from my family life.
Stu Mills, CBC News, Ottawa.
And that is The World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Joe Cummings.